7. KT, I almost even said my call sign wrong. I'm so tired. 4-H kick.
And Friday's coming.
Happy Friday, Patrick, W2JKT.
I'll be glad when it gets here.
Like 1 o'clock in the morning, I never got back to sleep.
Sorry, I doubled. Go ahead, Eric.
I was just saying, our dogs woke us up at 1 o'clock in the morning, and I never got back to sleep.
Last night, I slept all night long. Alarm clock had to wake me up this morning. I heard you talking about the Neapolitan pizza, but I missed exactly what that was. I've never heard of it before.
It's just a style of pizza that originated in the Napoli region of Italy. I guess it's a city or something, but in that area. So it's basically a style of the crust. It's a much higher hydration than New York style. So the crust is a lot softer. It still gets crunchy on the outside, but if it's done right, but it's a lot softer on the inside, not quite as dry as a New York style.
Like I said, I'd never heard of that, so I had no idea what it was.
I thought of the ice cream.
The most noticeable characteristic change is that the Neapolitan pizza will have a much larger cornicione, which is the pizza on the outside that doesn't have sauce on it. You know, the edge of the crust tends to be a lot larger and puffier because of the higher water amount creates more steam, and those steam creates larger air pockets and stuff in the crust, so you get a more poofy looking pizza.
Makes sense, I guess. But yeah, I'm with you, Ken. That's where my brain went first thing, too.
85 is the TA on 290.
About $6 a gallon, which will be the highest I've ever seen it.
It's 529 at exit 60. Difference in three miles.
That's
$4 and something up there at the 80. Younger guys at work complaining about the cost of it, but then they got, the suckers rolling black smoke every time you take off.
Get money.
You guys see where that plane hit that fire truck? Hey, we're up there at LaGuardia, that plane hit that fire truck.
Get out the other day.
That was just terrible. I can't believe how hard it hit it. The plane was already down, but I can't believe the controller told the fire truck he was clear.
Probably been close to the end of a 16-hour shift or two, thanks to the working regulations for air traffic controllers, it's the same as like nurses and firefighters. You do these ridiculously long shifts, and by the end of them, you're just wiped and you're going to make mistakes.
With that, but they hadn't been on shift very long, but the traffic was really heavy, heavier than normal because of a bunch of delays at other places.
A shortage of air traffic controllers right now because of the previous shutdown where a lot of them quit, so it's a mess. The plane was still going about 104 miles an hour when it hit the fire truck.
I think it was that fast, but maybe it was. I know it crumpled up the nose of that plane fast.
Much left out, and it killed the two pilots. I'm surprised the guys in the fire truck survived.
Knocked it a couple hundred feet.
But they're not going to take the controller's word for it from now on.
He realized his mistake, and he was trying to get him to stop, but I guess they just wasn't paying attention.
Of it, he was already in the runway when the controller started saying stop, stop, stop. And if he stopped, stop, stopped like the controller told him to, he would have stopped in the middle of the damn runway. So there really wasn't any way to win that one. Mistake on the controller's part.
It's coming down to, but it would have helped some if the fire truck had a transponder.
The driver of the fire truck had looked too. Fly, the tendency was you just took the controller's word for it when they said you were clear, and that's a dangerous tendency
no matter what you're doing, just taking somebody's word for something.
Yeah, when was the last time you trusted somebody that had their turn signal on?
Playing one time, and when they had it where you could listen to the radio transmission with the headphones, and we were getting ready. Lord calls him and asks him if when he gets turned, can he just go ahead and go? Don't dilly dally, because I could see the planes were all stacked up coming in, and it's like, man, that plane landed must have been right on our tail when we took off.
They had pushed the minimums on the separation. It's pretty common to have a landing within seconds of a liftoff, 10, 15 seconds. But any closer than that, it's too close. But yeah, they definitely try to push those minimums.
Little hiccup and you're a crash.
When you're landing is that you have a high angle of attack, and from the cockpit seat, you actually can't see the runway until you're almost on top of it, because, your high angle of attack as you angle up, and it's very hard to see down. So a lot of modern planes have cameras and stuff to help with that. But a lot of it is just trusting that the runway is not occupied when you land, and it's up to the controllers to make sure that happens.
Put a lot of faith in him that he's doing what he's supposed to, and he didn't party all night, right?
Harry, you couldn't pay me enough to fly anywhere right now.
Yeah. No point in getting on a plane right now.
It's $4.88 up here, $80 difference.
I've been in Shelby this morning when I left.
Here is $5.19.
But I got a bunch of quotes to replace our HVAC system, and we went with a lower one, but we got one quote for like $33,000 to replace our HVAC system.
That's a lot of money for AC system.
The ductwork replaced too, because at some point in the past, a previous owner of the house replaced the system. They went from a 2-ton to a 3-ton, and they did not upsize the ductwork. So our ductwork is undersized to begin with, and the returns were all leaky and letting air in after the filter. So the indoor coil was, all screwy too. So we're going to have all of that redone for the new system, because we ended up going with an option that including all the ductwork was like $24,000. But man, $33,000 was the highest quote we got, and that was for essentially the same equipment that this other company has given us for, $24,000.
Another year to your retirement.
Courtney was having a breakdown over that last night.
AC, myself, but that's just a little ridiculous.
We could replace the compressor in the system we've got, but it's got the banned refrigerant in it, so it's like $200 a pound for R22 or whatever it is, and that would be $1,600 just the refrigerant. And, $4,000 for a compressor, and there's no guarantee it would last at all with our ductwork and the returns and all that being so bad. So, it's not worth it.
I don't know. I had mine put in 2 years ago, and Dave got the equipment for, and all done for, like, under $4,000.
Nothing in a single stage?
All unit. I don't even know what steer it is right now, to be honest with you, but or tonnage or none of that. So I couldn't answer those questions at the moment. But I mean, I live in a small, modest house.
100 square feet with a basement that we want to condition as well. So it ends up being more like I think the basement's like 1,200. So what's that? 2,800 square feet condition space, and 3 tons will do it. And, we could have got a SEER 13 single stage or whatever, and it would have been a lot cheaper, but, the SEER 14 single stage that we have now didn't really do the job either, so, we just didn't want to replace it with something that also wouldn't do the job.
If you're going to do it right. I get it, but that'd be a hard pill to swallow, $24,000 to $33,000.
Fine with you guys. I'm in the parking lot, so... Everybody have an awesome weekend. If I don't get to talk to you again, and we'll catch you guys back on Monday. KN4 TSW.
Great day. Be safe in there. We'll talk to you next week. WTJKT.
7-3, Ken. And you're not going to be around tomorrow. KO4HK.
So I guess I'll see you on Friday.
Hey, talk to you tomorrow.
Difficult pill to swallow, but it'll be the last time we ever have to do it. because we are, you know, getting the whole thing redone. You know, we're getting the electrical redone for it, the ductwork and the system and everything. Every component of it's getting replaced, so no more messing around.
House is 1,200 square foot, so you're twice what I'm doing, so, I mean. And wasn't there something that caused prices to go up about 2 years ago? I can't remember what it was. Something they done, some regulation changed.
For 10A, and you have to go with R454 now, so it's a lot more expensive to make stuff that runs on that.
The motor stuff where they're using propane, the gas, the...
R4B is essentially propane, and one of the reasons it doubled the price of air conditioning equipment is because of the liability insurance, because if you have a leak, it's highly flammable and it's very dangerous.
I've done the automotive field too, and honestly, there's not a lot of difference. They were using what they are, the propane now. I've known guys have been using propane propellant AC since, I don't know, early 2000s, and putting it right in on top of, you know, R134.
From a dynamic point of view, it's not that different from R134 or R410, but, yeah, like, I wouldn't want to get in a wreck with a car with propane in the refrigeration system, that's for sure.
You got to cover the liability and all that stuff from one little accident.
It's burned down.
Tapped in a car and made it explode on me either, you know what I'm saying? Propane is a propellant. I just don't see that as a good idea.
People for the environmentalists were allowed to go a little too far.
Exit for long, the pendulum will swing back the other way. But I'm going to hop out here for a minute and make my stop for the morning and grab me a cold drink, and I'll be back in just a moment. KO4H catch.